another edition of ISV Radio. I am your host, Jaime Roque. Thank you once again for being with me. I really appreciate it. Today, we're going to be doing a quickie, as we like to call it here, and we're going to be going over the Democratic National Debate and who my favorite was. But right now, you're listening to the Mexican Institute of Sound with the song El Micrófono. So enjoy, and we'll see you when it's over.
Zapatito blanco, zapatito azul, dime cuántas rimas tienes tú. ¿Cuántos pandilleros has matado para que te persiga el Estado? Que todos los hechos tienen un efecto. Ofendes a un machín que es poderoso y al infierno. Así que apaga tu micrófono y vete a tu casa. Ponte a ver los Simpsons hasta la madrugada. Óyete unos discos de Café Tacuba. Pídete una pizza para dormir con agrura. Se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. Señoritas que tengan bigotito pa' que una la puedas besar. Si en la calle te encuentras a los que insultaste, di que fue otro y que le pegaste. Solo
All right, I hope you enjoyed that song. Once again, that song was called El Micrófono, The Microphone by Mexican Institute of Sound. So I will be putting a link, well, actually a YouTube link, underneath the podcast post on the website. So if you're listening to this through iTunes, go ahead, go to www.insumavigilia.com and you can check it out there. Or you can just Google Mexican Institute of Sound and all their songs will come up, Spotify, all that good stuff. All right, so the Democratic National Debate happened this week. If you're like me, and like I said, I'm a nerd, I look forward to these. I actually wasn't able to watch it live, so thank goodness for DVR. That's where technology comes into place, which I love. And I just love it. And I love DVRing it because I can rewind it, rewatch, just pretty much just soak everything about it. So, obviously, there was a big difference in the Republican National Debates and this Democratic National Debates. One that really stuck out to me was that the Democratic debate wasn't really as harsh. The candidates weren't really harsh to each other. They weren't really bashing each other as much as I felt in the Republican National Debate. And I felt that there was an air of positivity almost, even through the candidates, they wanted to actually make a difference. And in the Republican National Debate, I felt like there was just hatred. Yeah, hatred, just a lot of division, a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of lying, obviously. I mean, that happens in both, but I just felt it a little bit more in the Republican National Debate. But obviously, these are my thoughts. You don't have to agree with me, but I mean, you can entertain the thought. So, one big plus for me, and the reason why I was really looking forward to the Democratic National Debate was because Bernie Sanders is running. And as a person who, well, I'm going to show you this clip of his intro of why he should be president. And that just explains everything about Bernie Sanders and why I love Bernie Sanders. So go ahead, check this clip out and soak it all in.
Governor O'Malley, thank you very much. Senator Sanders.
Anderson, thank you very much. I think most Americans understand that our country today faces a series of unprecedented crises. The middle class of this country for the last 40 years has been disappearing. Millions of Americans are working longer hours for low wages, and yet almost all of the new income and wealth being created is going to the top 1%. As a result of this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision, our campaign finance system is corrupt, and is undermining American democracy. Millionaires and billionaires are pouring unbelievable sums of money into the political process in order to fund super PACs and to elect candidates who represent their interests, not the interests of working people. Today, the scientific community is virtually unanimous. Climate change is real. It is caused by human activity. And we have a moral responsibility to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy and leave this planet a habitable planet for our children and our grandchildren. Today in America, we have more people in jail than any other country on earth. African American youth unemployment is 51%. Hispanic youth unemployment is 36%. It seems to me that instead of building more jails and providing more incarceration, maybe, just maybe, we should be putting money into education and jobs for our kids. About is whether we can mobilize our people to take back our government from a handful of billionaires and create the vibrant democracy we know we can and should have. Thank you.
All right, so you just finished hearing a little clip of Bernie Sanders explaining why he should be president. All I have to say is, mic drop. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Insuma Vigida Radio. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. But I felt like after that, he could just like mic drop and just walk out of the room and he would have won. But obviously, like I said, my opinions, everyone's entitled to them. And like I said, entertain the thought. But he brought up a lot of good topics just in that little clip that I feel a lot of Americans can identify with and feel very strongly about. One of them was the middle class disappearing. The other one was people are working longer hours for lower wages. The new income and wealth being created goes to the top 1%. I mean, we all know, no one has to tell us that. we kind of know. He criticizes a United States Supreme Court decision for Citizens United, which helps create super PACs, and it's compromising the financial system and it's making it corrupt for the political system. Millionaires, billionaires fund political people, and what happens? It's like those billionaires get their interests met before ours. In my opinion, that's corruption. That's bribery. That's legal bribery. We talk a lot about how Mexico is corrupt, Latin American nations are corrupt, but this, in my opinion, is a form of legal bribery. It's like me being a billionaire and I own this pharma company or Wall Street company, and I'm like, hey, here's $3 billion, $4 billion or whatever, or million. And when it comes time to vote on some issues that affect the environment, climate change or whatever, or pharmaceuticals, of course, this person who I donated, quote unquote, to his campaign, he's going to vote in my favor because I pretty much bought him. So he talks about climate change and how it's a moral decision and it's real. It's caused by human activity. Even throughout the debate later on, he kind of even says about, you know, how Pope Francis came out and said it, that it was a moral decision. He talks about the prison industrial complex. Now, there's more people in jail in this country than any country on earth. He talks about minority unemployment and how instead of funding more jails in the prisons and industrial complex, we should probably put it in education because that's a little bit more efficient and a little bit smarter to do. And I like this last part where he says, the purpose of this campaign is to mobilize our people to take back our government from the handful of billionaires and create the vibrant democracy we know and should have. Right there is when, boom, mic drop, see you later, when's the inauguration? Like I said, those are my opinions, but as obviously a citizen of this country who was born here and raised here and you know, who criticizes, like, you know, I criticize the government a lot, political leaders, systems and all that, but like I tell people, it's not because I hate this country, it's because I love it that much more. You only criticize what you love so it can get better. So that's why I tell people, like, you know, I don't hate this country. I love this country. I love everything that it's done for me and it's given me and it's going to give me. But at some point, you can't just stand by and let the BS roll through you and change and make it worse. No. You say you criticize what you love. I love this country and I want it to be better. I want it to be the world leader that it once was in all aspects across the board. So, like I said, Bernie Sanders, look into him. He talks about a lot of issues that are affecting us and that are really relevant. At one point in the campaign, he said, like, you know what? I think the rest of America agrees with us and that we're pretty tired of hearing about those damn emails, about Hillary Clinton's emails, and how the media just likes to just go with that and go and go and go and, like, take away from the important issues that we should really be focusing on. And obviously that's part of the media manipulation and the media lie and the media machine that dominates the major networks. But I am grateful for people like Bernie Sanders and obviously independent media and independent sources. I mean, just social media that give us the real news. So just to go along with that, there was an article that I'm going to post underneath this podcast in the website. So go to www.insumavihilia.com, check it out. And it's called 6 Reasons Sanders Actually Won the Debate Despite What Pundits Claim. So a lot of mainstream media claimed that Hillary Clinton won the debate. And if you saw the debate or heard the debate in any audio form or visual form, you clearly see that she didn't win the debate. I'm not going to say who won it, because obviously it's up to everybody's perspective, but she didn't win the debate. Clearly, you know, like we're, as the media claims to say. So I'm going to read a couple of quotes from some mainstream media outlets that show you. So I'll be reading these quotes from mainstream media outlets, and then I'm going to read you about social media type news and polls and outlets that kind of give a differing story. So we'll start with NPR, which hurts my heart a bit. They wrote, Hillary Clinton, the candidate with the most to lose, may have come away having gained the most. And The Guardian added, if you need to pick a winner from Tuesday night's Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton will do. The Boston Globe had a couple headlines which read, Hillary Clinton wins with an assist from Bernie Sanders. Well, at least they kind of gave him some credibility. Hillary Clinton delivers top-notch debate performance. And Hillary Clinton roars, Bernie Sanders stumbles on guns and more. So these are major news outlets that a lot of people read and trust to give them accurate and important and stable information. And so imagine for the people who don't really delve too, they're interested in politics and who they want to win and the issues, but they don't delve too much into it. I mean, you read these and they're pretty much shaping the votes of millions of Americans, which is very scary because that, you know, obviously that's what we know the media does. It manipulates, especially the mainstream media in the U.S. So it's important for independent outlets, even you, even me, like just posting on our individual private Facebook, public, Instagram, wherever, and kind of exposing the lies of the media and the manipulation that they bring to the people, to the masses, and call them out on how they shape people's opinions to sway, you know, either way on votes and Democratic, on nominees and all this stuff. So that was the mainstream media, but thank goodness for social media, independent media, me, you, and just having these amazing electronic devices that we have in our hands, because we all know that, like I said, the media lies and TV lies, but they can't fool us anymore because we have the technology, we have the tools to shape our minds into what we want and to receive the right information. So here we go. Facebook. According to U.S. News & World Reports, Bernie Sanders was the most talked about candidate on Facebook, with Clinton in a distant second. A U.S. News live blog poll conducted on Facebook asked viewers to select the candidate they think won the debate. Sanders was the overwhelming favorite with 82% of the vote. Wow, 82%. That's pretty much a clear winner right there, according to that Facebook poll. Two, Twitter. Bernie Sanders was mentioned 407,000 times on Twitter, more than any candidate combined. He also picked up an astonishing 42,730 new followers during and after the debate, compared to Hillary Clinton's 25,475. New followers. In an analysis of tweets, 69% of those mentioning Bernie Sanders were positive. Only 56% of tweets mentioning Hillary Clinton were positive. When comparing the frequency of mentions, Bernie Sanders' name or handle was mentioned 12,000 times per minute, while Clinton's name or handle was mentioned 8,300 times per minute. So there you go. There's Twitter. Number three, fundraising. In Bernie Sanders' closing statement, the Vermont senator mentioned how he recently set fundraising records by raising $26 million in the last quarter, with over 650,000 contributors giving an average donation of $30. I mean, that sounds like middle-class America, average American right there. Sanders even threw in a last-minute fundraising ask, and it worked. The candidate gained a whopping $1.4 million in new contributions after the debate. There you go. Number four, focus groups. When the mainstream media polled focus groups to ask who won the debate, group participants overwhelmingly chose Bernie Sanders. CNN selected a group of undecided voters in Nevada. Conservative messaging guru Frank Lutz picked a focus group of Democratic voters in Florida. And Fusion picked out a focus group of millennial voters from Miami, which I recorded that, and it was pretty good. And in each instance, focus groups thought Bernie Sanders won the debate. Luntz's participants described Sanders as strong, smart, and for the people, with nearly all participants picking him as their favorite. Fusion's focus group picked Sanders 8-3. Number five, online polling. Out of every mainstream media organization conducting an online poll asking participants who won, Bernie Sanders destroyed the competition. It wasn't even close. Even Fox News and Drudge participants said Sanders won by a huge margin. All right. So there we go. You see a couple of examples of the internet, which I believe is our last true media, independent media source. I'm just telling you pretty much what the people thought. And at the end, you know, once we realize how big of a voice the people united have, they're going to realize that it's very positive. Here we go. Number six. Google searches. Bernie Sanders was by far the most Googled candidate of the night, surpassing all of his competitors before the debate, during the debate, and afterwards. No other candidate came close. So, it makes you wonder. The mainstream media wants Hillary Clinton to win. They're pushing a pro-Hillary agenda. Makes you wonder, why? Why do they want her to win and not Bernie Sanders? You know, concerning the Democratic side. Just very interesting. Like I said, makes me wonder, makes me ask questions, makes me ask the most important question, why? But there you go. There you go, the power of social media, the last true media source, in my opinion. And just let you know that don't trust everything you see on TV, everything you hear. Always take it with a grain of salt. Have your BS filter on. Filter it. Take what's good. Filter out what's bad. And then just research the rest, pretty much. Another interesting topic that the debate hit, and I thought it was really cool, was they asked, like, the candidates, who are you proud of making your enemy? Pretty much. And Bernie Sanders, he said his most, his favorite enemies that he's made is pharmaceutical companies, and Wall Street. And we all know how Wall Street is corrupt. We all know how the pharmaceutical companies are in the business of death. And they don't want to cure you. They just want to create enough medicines to alleviate your pain, to prolong your life, but not a quality of life, in order to get as much money as they can out of you, out of your health insurance companies, out of your pocket, out of your family's pockets, everything, in order to just gain money and then at the end, I mean, this is no fact, but in the end, we all die. So, and they just want to prolong when you're in an illness enough to get as much money as you can while you're here so they can gain from it. And I can speak from his experience, you know, my dad, his experience with cancer and pharmaceuticals. And it's just great to hear a candidate say that he's proud to have made pharmaceutical companies his one of his biggest enemies. And just to go on, just to go a little bit more with that, recently Bernie Sanders rejected a donation from CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, Martin Shkreli. And as you all know, he's the one that raised the price of the treatment, the only treatment of a rare parasitic infection by 4,000%. A lot of people are dependent on that drug. I believe it was also used for HIV treatment. And this guy raised it 4,000%. And he donated money because he wanted to set up a meeting and talk about pharmaceuticals and all that. Bernie Sanders being the thug. No, I'm just kidding. Being the in the right mindset that he is, he was just like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to take your donation. We're not having a meeting, and I am donating your money to a Washington health clinic. And that's exactly what he did. So that gives you a little bit of Bernie Sanders, what he's about. Obviously, you know who my pick for the Democratic national candidate for president will be. And like I said, that's just my opinions. Do your research. Look into things. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Just do your research, and whatever you feel in your heart, what makes you feel right, is the person you should obviously go with. And before we sign off, I just want to remind you that social media is where it's at now. Obviously, like I said, it's a double-edged sword and can be used for good and for bad. But in some and many instances, it's used for good. We get real-time info, and that's where we really see the power of the people's voice. Just and even in the prior example of how the mainstream media outlets said one person won, and obviously all these social medias and polls and users picked somebody else. So the media, they can lie all they want, like I said, but with all these internet phones and everything we have available to us, they can't fool us anymore. And that's why I believe they want to regulate the internet. They want to put kill switches on phones. They track your movements. Like I said, these are the times where the people can really rise up. You know, we're armed with the truth, and we can really make a difference and let them know that we're not getting fooled anymore, and we're getting onto their ways and to their tactics. So now everybody's a journalist, which is the most amazing thing possible. And like I said, a lot of people also tell me, you know, this is a two-party system, it's rigged, it's all the same, nothing will change. You know, like, why are you buying into this? Okay, I agree with that. That has a lot of validity, but what if that's what they want you to think? What if that's the way they don't get people to vote? What happens if you know, people do rise up? Like, they can't ignore the American population, the masses. They just can't ignore you. That's why they throw so many things at you: consumerism, TV. They numb your mind. Then the horrible music that's out there. Because in my opinion, it's not everybody's, but the whole music that's out there, the dumbing you down, instead of promoting social conscious awareness music. Like I said, just question everything. Just realize that you do have the power, and you know, in terms of votes and politicals, and the power does go to the people. There's a phrase in Spanish that I love to say, and it's called in la final, at the end, la gente manda. The people are the ones who dictate. And at the end, that's what's going to happen here. We're going to dictate what direction we want to take this country. And we're going to start taking out the political leaders that are greedy, corrupt, little by little, and putting in people who actually represent us, not the big companies, billionaires, millionaires, everybody. So thank you so much for joining me on this edition of ISV Radio. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to iTunes. Search ISV Radio, hit the subscribe button. You can get our entire feed of all the podcasts we've done. Go to the blog, check out the posts we write. You can listen to the podcast there. You can leave us a message. You can do anything. You can join us and join us in this conversation that we are having. Thank you to everybody who's been subscribing. It's been amazing. It's awesome to have your support. Join us. Join us whenever you want to talk or write something. Let us know. Email it. And we'll definitely consider it for posting it up on the blog. But like I said, thank you so much. We are going to go out with a song called Quantic by the band Transatlantic. Thank you so much. Stay blessed and wide awake. And always ask why. Till the next time. Bye-bye.